before, and it was the day after Cork won the football championship. So the place out there was mad. There was nobody here. Good to be back. Thank you for coming. I'm going to read from my last book, from my recent book. This is no longer entertainment. This is no longer entertainment. It's a single poem. It's a book-length poem in 71 sections. And it's subtitled a documentary poem. By that, I mean that the language that I used to make this poem was pre-existing. So this book is made entirely out of fragments found on specific places on the internet, basically below the line, in the comment sections. And there was a particular process by which I came with each one of the 71 sections from it. It was written over a period of about 3 to 4 years, between 2014 and 2017, roughly, which obviously was a period of big change politically, socially, and so on. I think it's reflected in the material in the book. So it's rather than a lyrical or rather than a personal point of view, it is, like the word documentary implies, a more, I guess, objective language being used, and it's also several voices happening at the same time, as you'll probably hear. One other thing I have to mention is that I decided to leave all kinds of mistakes, errors, typos, factual mistakes, all that stuff. I decided to leave it all in the book. So, which was funny because when he went to the copy editor, the publisher didn't tell him that.
Oh no!
So he spent nearly a week correcting everything, and then he sent it to me, and then I am correcting it back. But apologies.
That's great.
Okay. This is no longer entertainment. One. I'm just relieved I finally found something that rhymes with orange. Only if you're French. Blorange, the Welsh mountain, is another matter. Have you never heard her name spoken aloud? I've been calling her Solange in my head. Two. In 87, Huey Lewis and the News released Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece was Hip to Be Square, a song so catchy most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Thank you, Patrick. Their early work was a little too new wave for my tastes, but when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. As we compare it to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor. That's funny, because the News, minus Lewis, were the backing band on My Aim Is True. As far as I recall, only one of the News played on My Aim Is True. Three. I'm not very happy with my current business card. I'm not sure who I want to kill, the designer or the printer, or perhaps both. The world's a shit stain. People are fucked. I'm sick of movies and books trying to bring hope. I want to see something sicker than the world I inhabit with no possibility of redemption. Alone on a long train ride across the Balkans with a deep hangover and a fever while smoking herbal. Anyways, the fella behind me asked me what I was looking at. I turned around and showed him. He looked away, quick smart. I kind of see him as a cold-blooded stylist or technician. temporarily infatuated with him at a U2 concert from the front row and mentioned some nonsense about him opening up his soul or something. This is not an exit. Started around 6 p.m. and finished around 5 a.m., stayed up, went to breakfast, then went to bed, woke up around 6 p.m., went out, got drunk, stayed out till 6 a.m., went to breakfast, repeat. Being a hairy, subversive type, I hated the entire concept of yuppies. Spends too much time pouring coffee and typing on a MacBook in public because they can't afford the internet at home. It was banned in Ireland, but somehow a friend of mine managed to get a copy and passed it on to me. Five. Tanks roll through our streets, smashing cars and destroying property. Why? Being a Muslim is a choice of ideology. Control the cul-de-sac that led to their school. Pick a different one. Heard soldiers pulled random students and people from the street and lined them up on their hands and knees. Our nation of immigrants broke down our door and went through our Muslim women here in America who want to integrate. Lose the hijab, slashing the tires, watching American sports, having barbecues, having your kids dress up for Halloween, participating in Thanksgiving. Some Muslims from conservative countries take their daughters home for this surgery, which is against US law. A beautiful baby boy. Our first son was born with jaundice, against murder, kidnapping, theft, abuse, child labor, withholding education or medical attention from minors. Troops shelled the building. Many children were dead. My 7-day-old son was among them. You have to assimilate. Learn the language. Don't move into a neighborhood with only other Syrians. Get to know your neighbors and become a part of society. And certainly don't set yourselves apart. By the way, 12 of us in the hatchback sedan, a furniture delivery man, it was for very little pay, around $50 per day. The Irish were Catholic and drunks, the Italians were all thieves, and the Swedish were dumb, the Germans were beer-drinking lushes, who during World War I and II were under suspicion of being engaged in spying and sabotage. The Japanese were a fifth column. The Chinese were good enough to break their backs building railroads, but not to stay. The Mexicans are fine for picking crops, but they're just here for the welfare. The story goes, my daughters would pick me up and carry me forward, like Fort Hood, Boston, and San Bernardino is why we oppose bringing them here, living on the brink of starvation. It is civil war and no reason for asylum anyway. At least 5 in-person interviews with each and countless phone conversations and defense to grave American welfare was another good reason to be a refugee. Those stories had to be consistent with interviews given by other people who knew a caseworker about an Italian immigrant family which said, not assimilated, still eating spaghetti, lived on that hope, feel free to be a refugee, don't assume you have a right to be in the US or a Western European country, you have a role to take care. Ten. It opens badly, but this is deceptive. That sickly, treacly piano invaded the soundtrack. Like someone dragging a fingernail on a chalkboard. It isn't even in San Francisco. The writer is adrift. Hundreds of anemic films, like a skin rash. Someone whose entire experience of life must have been acquired, probably in a classroom, possibly a cloakroom. The heights of Trumpian emptiness. Unashamed to display her bad handwriting, an annoying kid and his annoyed mom both managed to escape and guess what? Not once in this does she ask money for her friend's house investment. The mother still dies of breast cancer. They continue to be annoying and annoyed, stuck in a room, more than a craving for a good burger on my mind. 11. Do you feel better now? Said Leonardo da Vinci. If the creation of meaningful art began and ended with draftsmanship, then art would be the reflexive rejection of anything not instantly understandable as an aesthetic object of contemplation. Talkies, rap, 8-track, vinyl, and sometimes CD could only be topped by a feminist artist that pulled pieces of paper out of her uterus like a teenager texting his girlfriend. The nude painter swinging in a harness in the Big Lebowski when a lover had me fool her tampon, and the way it was so surprising, the way she was so trusting and open, it is still a moment that makes my heart race. My mouth tastes metallic. A disembodied mannequin's head, suspended from the ceiling by wire and illuminated by flashing lights. A film of an actor dressed as a mime artist, which faces the head, which issues commands via a tape recorder on a continuous loop, sighted beneath the head, being fed jelly babies and martinis in Carolee's New York apartment, the walls of which were covered by enormous pictures of her vulva. Kim Clickbait lured me. The fusing of rolls of film, which creates the medium, the amorphous quality of the sensuality that meanders, cuts no straight lines, is not Humpum and Run porn, and the advertising industry have taken yet another notch of our humanity and shrink-wrapped it unpleasant raw chickens and all the nasties that go with it. People are just not intelligent enough to appreciate things like poetry. Maybe if he tried twittering his poetry or putting it on Facebook, he might have more success. Poetry has been in decline all over the world for decades. People are choosing prose over verse. Plenty of stupid poetry out there. I read fiction all the time, but I couldn't tell which poets won the Pulitzer ever. Poetry is invisible. End poets. I've searched online and read a sampling of his poems, and frankly, I don't like them. No one cares about poets. Not now, not ever. Plus, as Martin Amis says, they can't drive. Maybe because poetry really isn't very important or actually that interesting. Songs without music. Writing without precision or specificity. I like poets and poetry, but expecting anyone to care is silly. 18. Trying to cook breakfast and type at the same time. A classic 50s diner pile of pancakes kind of thing, or a modern cup of coffee and a cigarette. With a clear blue sky, Californian palm trees nearby, the blue ocean sparkling in the morning sun. Just bacon, fried bread, egg, beans, in a dingy English kitchen with a dull overcast day outside the window, makes me drift away on a lovely soft breeze. If I had 1,000 mouths, I'd kiss her all over at the same time. A small collection of people in different constituencies, not all operating on the same site, can't get much of a thoughtful, nuanced response. Do they think everyone should be chemically castrated on their 40th birthday? Do you think anyone over the age of 45 is not allowed to think about sex? Commentary in 40 characters doesn't reflect public opinion. A number of people displayed a far greater understanding of meter and scansion than middle-aged women going hysterical for Twilight's Taylor Lautner, who was like 17. How much grief did Caroline Flack get for dating Harry Styles? Call her a lech, yes. Free speech is wonderful. Show up a deep, visceral hatred that can be inspired by someone's physical appearance. I was most repulsed by 1. Men who shorten women's names. 2. Men who complain via email to their wives about the lack of sex in a relationship. 3. Old men who fancy a particular young woman but don't fancy her mother. Women lecturing after men young enough to be their son. Or men lecturing after men old enough to be their grandfather. Or women lecturing after men old enough to be their sibling. Or women lecturing after women and men young enough to be their daughters or sons. creepy young girls got into a lift with someone who, after a few seconds of uncomfortable silence and awkward conversation, got out. It's an illusion. You're a sanctimonious young prick. A group of women, including palm hairs, think with Spinal Tap's lyrics. I prefer the classics. I'm over 40 and sometimes find teenage boys absolutely lovely. Old fans acquainted to the guy who was arrested during the Kent Naked Bike Challenge awareness thing because he had an erection, decided to invade the dance floor and grow a number of ushers. I think you'd ban it because you're a man. Unless it's toilet graffiti or schoolyard banter at a family wedding, it goes right over my head, which is why takes a deep breath and holds held defiantly high. I don't understand poetry at all. Nobody calls Leonard Cohen a pervert. No doubt he used a Bahar Mustafa defense. Only yesterday, Connor made some valid rhymes concerning Caitlyn Jenner's award for bravery. I read about this on Twitter. Because poems are terrible, I guess it's time to start screening your mail for human excrement.
Cheers.
37. I don't think there's such a thing as an inherently good or bad person. There are only good and bad actions, and most people tend to do both. I guess we hold very simplistic notions of good, folks we agree with, and evil, folks we don't. These simplistic notions enable us to throw around meaningless words like hero or traitor without really considering what it means. I don't think Mr. Snowden's a hero. I don't think he's a villain. Indeed, I don't think about him at all, and I don't understand the fuss. I don't support warrantless surveillance, except in very rare circumstances, and I'm glad this has been brought to light, with a few exceptions, but I also don't think it's extreme to stop someone at your borders who you believe is carrying sensitive information. The two aren't mutually exclusive. It gets a little murkier in that it's probably wrapped up in some degree of intimidation. It's pretty extreme when, in order to justify detaining him, the authorities explicitly state that journalism that seeks to inform the public about government actions is terrorism, if the public might react by asking the government to change its policy. This comment was removed by a moderator because it didn't abide by our community standards. The replies may also be deleted. A beaten wife, divorcing her abusive husband and getting a non-molestation order wasn't in the citizenship pamphlet. Some mute sanity amongst all the Twitter SJWs who are the movers and shakers. They disagree with lots of disagreeable messages. Immediately above was the room where Jermaine Greer started writing the female eunuch. Some sort of canvassing of opinion that women and trans women are different in some ways. They call themselves meninists. Such jewel-like language is outside time, he thinks. This brilliant genius on the NY Times, bold, cutting, but always polite, with never a word out of a strong, muscular athlete like Serena Williams. Just saying, is that right? I hadn't heard of Monroe's plea that language is fluid, the meaning of words are defined by how they're understood. It is not a zero-sum game. 44. The photographer isn't happy with the clickbait headline. At the dawning of revolution in robotics, we are feeling the pressures of our aging. We are very close to self-driving cars, etc. After two laps of the city, I had to pay a taxi to drive there and me follow. The Blue House. Now, that's a pub. Great parks, nice affordable housing, and an impressive coastline. Much better than Bilbao, Milan, Paris, Malmo, Gothenburg, Brussels, Barcelona. all attributes of varying usefulness, none particularly central to my identity. So who's to blame for Berlin? If they're speaking directly to you in a foreign language, surely EU funding is a myth. They are recycling some of our own money back to us. Brexit logic is a mysterious thing. I once knew an unpleasant Asian woman. Do you think I can extrapolate who is under threat? Why do you lot use latte as an insult? Zero content means you've lost. I live in Würzburg, Bavaria, but I'm from Durham. Personally thankful, as you should be, for the contribution immigrants have made. I enjoy visiting different countries to experience different cultures. I am certainly not racist. Far from it, having had Polish friends, taken them to work, shown them around the Yorkshire Dales and visited them to tea. You could say you were parasitical on their labor. People vote for fascism. I'm not comfortable with anyone not like me syndrome. Sure, I get it. Ethnicity is a fuzzy concept that blurs the margins. Read the Wikipedia articles on fascism and National Socialism before you use the words. Typical, the patronizing London-centric, cool kind of lads. I visited the public library looking for a travel guide. I had stuff to do. You really seem obsessed with Muslims. The idea of a Yoruba ethnic group bringing together Oyos, Ekbas, Ikidis, etc. under one umbrella was promoted by nationalists. The hate will get to such a point, it's just everywhere. 45. It's bloody common sense. Salt water is dangerous. People drown in water. That's common sense. Neither Mr. nor Mrs. Kurdi knew you could drown in water. They must have done well not to hear about all the people drowning in the Mediterranean. They took a shortcut that went horribly wrong. The dad had a life jacket, so obviously knew it was dangerous. He had a Facebook page which showed a comfortable but not luxurious life. He took a gamble and failed. They were fleeing Turkey where there wasn't a war. That is not a reason for asylum, that is economic migration. Another poor judgment on his parents' part. Maybe they should apply for visas just like many other immigrants. Were they planning on crossing the Atlantic? Seriously? They would probably end up begging in the street. Is the USA morally obliged to let me in? Darned autocorrect. Hubris and karma come to mind. There's quite a lot of it. The danger is people fleeing war can't judge the decisions. Moral preaching. The safety of your cozy home. The stupidity. Sick of it. Where will we house them? Sure, we can't house our own homeless. Good man, John. Didn't take long for what about our own? Yeah, well, they should be sent to Sunni Muslim countries. We have nothing to do with this mess. Well said, John. Just notice the 28 million euro, Holy Mother of God, and we are sending 600 million euro a year of aid to Africa. What about the Irish homeless, dying because of queues in cancer care, drug rehabs being shut down? This war was made by US, UK, EU globalists. We Irish are so helpful to others. You are wrong, mate. Them lads are brainwashed by Israel and the US. Joe Biden's son is appointed as the chief of Ukrainian gas companies. This has nothing to do with open borders. It had nothing to do with closed borders when we accepted just 30 Jewish refugees in the 1930s. When our forefathers left these shores, they had to work. When exactly did we give billions to the third world, Clara? Such a caring attitude. Name is Kira. This country is sinking under the weight of mass immigration. We take on people who should not be here. 30 years ago, a few people came and went, mostly from Europe. It's not the same as Africa and Asia. One only needs to see the destructive results, face reality, or continue making convenient, glib, unrealistic threats like this are thoroughly depressing. We'll wave a tricolor or a rainbow flag and feel good about ourselves. In the end, we're still the same mean, spiteful, reactionary country. Red thumb is on the left. 48. Easy to say that because of not being Irish, you're being discriminated against. Mostly Irish people are very nice. These so-called equality officers are biased. There is something sinister about the Tesco's quest for power. In one store, I found a few of the workers there, bullies, who were sneering slanderers. I tried to get St. Patrick's Day off and was told no because two other Polish people had it off. Another case why multiculturalism will not work here. Why don't we just put a noose around Ireland's neck and hang ourselves? Sorry it happened in Sligo because it's a place I like going to. Only half a story. There's a wider conversation, though, about the extent to which society values its artists. As it has always been, the people who are getting rich are not black musicians. If Prince had been born 30 years earlier, he would have been a bebopper. This is the Beatles becoming essentially a studio band after 1966. People need to write the code, design the systems, etc. Why should musicians, authors, etc. earn vast sums of money? All e-commerce innovation happens in the porn industry. Why should anyone get paid if cavemen didn't? Why pay the plumber at all? Does Prince get paid if I flush the toilet? This comment is very lightweight. Even though I like pan pipes and also glockenspiels, I didn't have the patience to carefully read it. I used to think that talent was the magic formula and either you had it or you didn't. In about 91, a dude at uni showed me his computer, which was connected to computers all over the world. Blue screen with white text on it. He was breathless with excitement. I shrugged, failed to see the point or possibility, and went for lunch. The modern age is largely about questions. You've had time to sift through the stuff that isn't you. Happy the Impressionists kept going when they were told they were utter bullshit. Duchamp, too, and his cohort. His performance in Sigur Rós's Volturi film experiment, It's on the Tube of You, doesn't work. It has been used out of context so often. But we watch them pretending to be other people, speaking other people's words. That gives them some kind of authority. We watch them doing crazy shit on TV. We have voted them in as world leaders. We cheer for them at sporting events. We watch their antics on reality TV. We take their advice. And we assume art, music, are the cozy few, paid for by taxpayers. Meanwhile, artists, musicians, and filmmakers struggle to make a living. Why the anger? It's easier to be snide and anonymous. We're urged to be divided along sectarian lines and try to erode the idea of community or fraternization. The only thing that has ever mattered is love. People who aren't rich voting for right-wing parties must know it's absolute bullshit. The loss of trade unions, marketization of everything, sexualization of children, all that stuff. Also, the new disconnect from social media trend is a new hiccup, and so hooray for that. Search online for a reliable source like the British Psychological Society. If not, then a ghetto vacant lot or somewhere appropriate. And in the end, Jim Morrison screams about killing his father and banging his mother. Thank you for listening.
There is the new one which we just heard from, This Is No Longer Entertainment, and The Architecture of Chance, Spitting Out the Mother Tongue, and The Poetry's Objects, and they go from 8 to 10 to 12 euros, so if you'd like to buy some, you can talk to himself or myself, or be with him, and the break. If we could get a big huge round of applause again for...